This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Let's get ready to Get Serial.
Good morning, Australia. You're listening to Get Serial here on Sin with Will and Sam. Got a big show today, Sam.
We really do.
Sam Volo coming in for an interview?
Is he coming in?
Well, no, but he's on the phone, and okay. It's international at least.
Yeah.
So that's big. We've also got the weekly game, as always, Fierce Tally.
Liam, so if you're not...
I feel it. In.
Liam's not actually here today.
Sad. We're missing him.
Yeah, it's a bit of a shame.
But we got Sam behind the desk, and
yeah,
I've never felt more secure in my life.
I'm pretty scared, actually. Can you hear me?
Well,
I can't even hear me.
It's live and national.
Am I even on?
We're terrified.
Yeah.
It's going to be all right, though, because we've got the week in wacky news, we've got the entertainment news, and we've got the sports in a minute. But we're going to start off with the first song. We've got Awkward by San Cisco.
What a track.
Scene.
I feel like a haircut. I really do. We're back.
Oh.
And it is working. This is Get Serial Tuesdays on Sin. And I was afraid my microphone wasn't working, but it is.
As smooth as ever.
It is. How are you this morning, Will?
Good, man.
Good?
I'm feeling good. It's early. I feel alive.
Yeah.
It's brisk here in Melbourne.
it usually is at this
time of the morning, but...
I was very...
It's weird being on the train this morning, because it's still dark outside, so it's like being on a late night out with all the clubbers, but they're all, like, adult and really orderly fashioned.
Yeah.
It's really quite strange.
I'd hate to do the Sunday morning shift here.
Yeah, that's a tricky
coming
one,
in
eh?
So I'd walk through King Street and still be people there.
Pray.
Yeah. It'd be pretty scary. First up this morning, Fortnite.
Yeah.
Do you play Fortnite?
I did in a past life.
Too big for it now, or too cool?
Too cool.
Too cool.
Pretty much just too cool, actually. Again.
They did. Donald, the Don.
Big
I was
Don.
Actually reading that, while I was reading those facts, Barron Trump, which is his newest son, or the youngest son. Barron.
Barron. The Baron.
The Baron. Isn't the Simpsons from The Simpsons?
The like Baron and the Don.
The Beer Baron. Baron was actually named after a character that Donald Trump created to spruik himself to the media.
Wow.
Yeah.
There you go.
To pump up his tires.
Surely naming it your son after, like, your father. Isn't that, like, more traditional?
Yeah.
That's cool, though.
Would have thought.
Name it after a character you made up.
Yeah. Oh, he's a weird unit, obviously. I think that goes without even stating.
Well, he's been pranked again.
Yeah. And watch out, Donald. You're going to be Trumped
Probably at least 30 more times before you're out of office.
Which is hopefully next year.
political sides are being made crystal clear.
We won't hold our breath. We're coming up to 7 o'clock. It's still a little while away. But we're going to take a two-song break here. And first we've got Your Guardian Angel by the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. But the song after that is the song I'm most looking forward
to
this morning.
It's a banger.
It is a banger. It's probably... up in Australia's best ever.
Yeah.
Probably top 5 songs of all time.
Scott Morrison's Spotify playlist has this ranked 1.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm lost a bit of respect for it then, but that's all right. That's all right. We accept everyone here. This is Get Serial Tuesdays on Sin with Will and Sam. Get Serial Tuesdays on Sin. You're with Will and Sam.
Ahoy.
And what a track that was.
That's a good one, isn't it?
It's one of Australia's finest, as I said before the song. So that was My Happiness by Powderfinger. And before that, we had Your Guardian Angel by the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus.
Another tune as well.
Yeah, it was.
That was a cracker.
I've never heard it before, but I was thoroughly enjoying it.
Impressed.
Very impressed by your music choices. Was that your choice or was that Liam's?
I'll take credit for it.
Okay, sure.
He's not here to defend himself.
No, but Liam has messaged in. He's got some feedback on our game.
Here we go.
So he said the facts that won are Russian time zones, which is mine.
That's a point to you.
Peter Pan and Wendy.
It's a point to you.
Which is also mine. And then No More Diseases.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
So well, it's a 2-1, so I still lose, but with dignity.
Look, yeah.
That's all right.
It's very subjective. Depends
yeah, Liam.
On what you want.
Your tastes are skewed.
So, keeping on the kind of music discussion that we had just before, we've had a record broken overnight.
Yes.
In the US, the Billboard Hot 100, which is the preeminent music chart in the world.
The penultimate? No.
Not,
what's,
not.
What's the one after the penultimate? The ultimate.
Ultimate.
It's just yeah. the ultimate. It's the ultimate one.
So, Old Town Road by Lil Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't heard the song...
we can't play it.
We're not playing
it. Because it's not on the list.
No. But if you haven't heard it, you're probably living under a rock. Because
it's a strange matchup too.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Absolutely everywhere. And
it's
there's
a strange matchup between Lil Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus.
Oh, absolutely. And there's been remixes as well, other remixes. So, Diplo... did a remix, Young Thug and Mason Ramsey. Do you remember the cowboy kid, Mason Ramsey?
Oh, really?
From Walmart, who was...
I do remember the yodeler.
Yeah, the yodeler.
The fierce yodeler.
So, he did one. And then there was a BTS, that Korean K-pop band.
Well, once it's number one, everyone wants to jump on the trend.
Oh, exactly.
And try and get to, like, number 75.
Yeah. So, that... The original with Billy Ray Cyrus, that has been number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart for 17 weeks now, and that has broken
That's
the
crazy.
Record. That's the longest number one in the history of the chart.
Step, even back to, like, Michael Jackson era? And
yeah, back to the 1950s.
That's crazy, eh?
So, it topped Despacito, which was previously equal first. That was on 16
Hell
weeks. And... One Sweet Day by Mariah Carey and Boyz II Men.
I reckon it was the social media game because... sorry.
We've all got the coughs.
It was
the
social
morning.
Media game because he kept making these tweets that were going viral.
Oh, yeah.
And just kept pushing his brand on.
Yep. He's a genius, that man.
Yeah.
This song was released independently. The original, without Billy Ray Cyrus, was released independently.
Yep.
And it's come all this way from a guy just in his bedroom... To do this.
Making paninis with Gordon Ramsay, I think he was doing at one point.
Really?
Yeah, there was one point where he was making a tweet and he was like, I want to make paninis, can someone teach me? And Gordon Ramsay was like, yeah, I'll do it. And then they were just making paninis.
Oh.
That's like the perks of being famous.
That's insane.
Other famous people want to help you out. They can earn money off being around you.
Oh,
but good on him.
Yeah, good on him. So, in other news, other music news, this Please. Is the music minute. Music few minutes. Bad Guy by Billie Eilish.
Another track.
It is another track. It's sitting in second. It's been in second, I think, ever since it got on the charts.
The longest second.
The longest
Could
second.
Could be happening.
Just Old Town Road, just keeping it out of top spot. And Sunflower by Post Malone and Swae Lee from the Spider-Man soundtrack.
All undeniably great songs.
Yeah. That's still in the top 10, can you believe it?
That's been months, hasn't it?
I think that movie came out in, like, November last year.
That's crazy.
So, yeah, it's pretty insane.
Something to strive for any musicians listening.
Just be Post Malone, pretty much. Just looking for some more news here. Oh, here we go. Panini by Lil Nas X. It's at number 28.
Panini?
Yeah.
Did he make it?
Apparently, he made another song.
See, he plays the social media game, man.
Oh,
he knows what goes viral.
Such a genius. but that's the music news for this morning.
That was pretty comprehensive, though.
Yeah. It's not as good as my sports segment.
I'll be able to take that information and go into parties and get-togethers with confidence.
Did you know?
Yeah.
17 weeks, Lil Nas X.
Because I just listen to REM and don't know anything about music, so I'll be able to go, hey, I've listened to Sunflower before.
Oh, you listen to Billie Eilish.
By that Lil Nas guy. And then I'll get kicked out.
Oh, it's top of the hour here on Sin.
Let's get ready to Fox Cereal.
It is 7:02:30.
Yep, running a bit late.
That's the exact time. We're running a little bit
perfectly
late.
Perfectly on time
yeah,
as well.
That's fine.
Like a wizard.
If Liam was here, he'd keep us on track, but he's not. We're doing it by ourselves this
loose.
Morning. What else can you do? What do we got coming up this hour, Will?
Zamvolo.
Zamvolo.
The international guest.
If I can work out how to use the phone.
Yeah, yeah. Sam's on buttons today and he's 75% competent.
We will have Sam Volo up at 7:40. We've also got the Week of Wacky News. Are we doing that? Or did you...
I'll pull something together.
Okay.
I've got something in the back.
You've got 27 minutes to do it.
The time's on.
I'm excited.
I'm sure enough in Wacky News has happened. Probably in the next 27 minutes, something will happen that I'll be able to report.
Something in the studio.
Because the content is never ending.
It is never ending. What else have we got? Everything else is in the next hour, I think.
This is the hour to listen to.
This is...
And the next one.
And the next
well.
One. Entertainment news, because, again, we don't have two interviews.
That's okay.
That's all right. We will push through.
We don't name names, so we're not going to tell you who pulled out, but we're angry and disappointed.
No, I don't even know who pulled out.
No, I don't know either.
I haven't looked at the sheet. Anyway, we've got Complicated by Avril Lavigne.
This is a classic.
It is a classic.
Singstar 2008.
Really?
I was on this as a wee 8-year-old. Jamming.
Let's hear it now. Do you want to do some Singstar over...
Yeah, when the mics are off.
When the mics are off, okay.
But imagine it happening.
Yeah.
With my dulcet tones.
It's happening. Complicated by Avril Lavigne. Get Serial Tuesdays on Sin.
Can I get some milk for my cereal?
What milk would you like? Full cream, low fat, no fat, lactose free, almond, coconut, soy, goat or macadamia?
All right, now you're just milking it.
Get Serial, 6 to 9am weekdays, only on Sin 90.7.
Summer of 69, Bryan Adams and Surrender by Ballpark Music here on Sin. You're listening to Get Serial with Will and Sam. Big news today in the world of sports and swimming. Shayna Jack has been busted for using performance-enhancing drugs. And I think the worst part of it was Swimming Australia made efforts to cover it up for like 9 days, which is a big double-down, place it all on red manoeuvre.
It's interesting considering what Mac Horton did last week.
Yeah, it leaves him high and dry, I think.
Yeah. Apparently, look, this is the way it is with Australian athletes. They all say, oh, it was not my fault.
Yeah.
So you go back like 20 years or so and Shane Warne was suspended for a year for taking some kind of pills that were illegal.
He's still around.
I don't know.
It's gone all right for him still, I guess.
Yeah. But he said his mum gave it to him. Which is
cheeky mum.
One of the finest excuses, I think, in world sport.
Slipped it into the cheese toasty.
Yeah.
Come on.
But I think this one, she said that it was just an ingredient in the protein shake.
Yeah, it's kind of... Does that mean we're all testing positive to these things? Because...
I guess.
It can't just be athletes then.
Mm.
Surely I'm getting all these sort of chemicals and...
Why aren't I getting bigger, Will?
Why is it not happening, man?
Why am I still skinny?
Also, surely you don't want that in protein shakes. Like, if you're having a protein shake, surely people are checking your protein shakes.
Yeah, it's supposed to be clean as possible.
Yeah.
And how can professional athletes not know what they're putting into their body?
Yeah, I don't buy it.
Yeah, it's a bit dodgy.
But also, you know, it's kind of like what are you supposed to do? Because if everyone's getting involved in this, if the sport's like that, you know, it kind of has to come to that, I guess, if you...
I guess.
Unethical, though.
It is very unethical.
But I think it's unfortunate whenever an athlete gets caught up in this stuff, because it is such an emotional thing for them.
Mm.
And
well, it's career over, almost.
Yeah. Your reputation's gone. And the guy who got caught blood doping...
Sun Yang?
Yeah, like, if you go out and win, it's like, well, okay, but... You were blood doping, so you know, we don't really know.
You've cheated before.
Yeah.
Like, we're not going to... You may have won the race, but you've not got the moral victory, have you?
Yeah. And it's about the morals.
Yeah. If I'm taking it back to my year 11 PE days...
Illustrious.
Where we learnt all about kind of doping and drugs and stuff. Apparently, in some sports, too much caffeine is actually illegal.
I could see that.
Yeah.
In, like, wrestling or, like, boxing or something.
I don't know which sports it was.
Jumped off on caffeine, you're ready to go.
Yeah.
It's,
might be, you know, if I was ever to take up a sport, I might have to stop drinking Dare Ice coffees.
No. Don't do it. Don't do it.
I don't know if I could do that.
No.
Coffee's
too important, man.
It is.
It's good for your heart, apparently, as well.
Is it actually?
I think so.
Okay.
It's bad for everything else. But
Dr. Will over
your
here.
Heart's loving it when you're drinking it. So, hey, it's 7:16. You should be drinking coffee.
Yeah. I think I need another one, to be honest. Oh, God. Alrighty. We have got... what are we doing?
I think it's gold on the ceiling.
Gold on the... Is it?
I could be wrong.
No, it is Summer of 69 now.
Oh, there you go. Well, that's a great song.
Yeah, it is.
Well, you listen to Get Serial here on Sin with Will and Sam, and we've got Summer of 69 by Bryan Adams.
Love it.
Love it. Hey, you listen to Get Serial here on Sin with Will and Sam. We've had the Summer of 69 by Bryan Adams and Surrender by Ballpark Music. Sammy, I hear there's big news from across the globe.
There is. Continuing on the sports theme.
Please.
Gareth Bale, who is a soccer superstar, a 30-year-old.
Legend of the game.
He's a legend of the game. He used to play for my side, Tottenham.
Wow.
He now plays for Real Madrid, and he has done for about 7 years or so.
Stick with them, aren't they? They're really good ones.
Yeah, they are pretty good.
I always pick them on FIFA and PES.
Pez. Is that because they just got 5 stars?
Yeah. Every time.
Yeah. Fun fact, I was actually told I look like Gareth Bale.
I see it.
In year 10, I think it was.
I see.
I got a haircut like him. And that was actually my name on the back of my year 12 jumper. I got Gareth Bale on the back.
It's great.
Interesting facts here on...
A tidbit.
Tidbit. Oh, there's that word again.
I'll keep using it.
So, Gareth Bale, he was supposed to make a... move to China, which is where all the players who want a bit of money are playing these days. The league there is absolute trash.
But it's big money.
It is huge money. So he's currently on £600,000 a week.
I'd like that.
It's not bad.
It's pretty good.
Oh, it's... You know,
put the kids through college?
Yeah. Put dinner on the table. That's all it does. So his move to China would have netted him... £1 million.
Yeah, that's crazy.
A week,
hey?
Which is probably
a week.
A week.
That's not bad.
So what's that? $1.5 Australian a week.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like airline pilots by the sound of it. How they will just go to China and make like brain surgeon money.
Is that what they do?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
There's more jobs over there.
It's insane.
Same with Gareth Bale.
Where's this money coming from? China's supposed to be a communist country. Where is the money?
Yeah, they make... I don't know. I guess there's so many people over there that it's like, you know, if you make an advertisement and like for Australia and like 20 people come, but if you make an advertisement in China, it's like 1,000 people come. So it's like...
That's true.
The money's there.
That's true.
Economics 101. Live.
This is what you learn here on Get Serial Tuesdays.
I know
it's some
nothing.
Awesome content. Yeah, so that move is off.
What did he do? Turned it down?
No, so the club actually turned it down. So, Zinedine Zidane, who is a legend, he's the coach of Real Madrid. He wants Gareth gone. He wants him out the door. But the club themselves actually said, no, we don't want him to go. We want a bigger offer. And so, Bale is actually furious.
Yeah.
Which you would be.
You would be.
Yeah. So
that's crazy.
It'll be interesting to see how that unfolds. Until the transfer window closes, which is quite soon.
That's strange to that to the player because he's not going to be that motivated to help out Real Madrid now.
No, so he's sitting out this pre-season tournament
because
he's so mad.
You would be.
An extra $400,000 a week.
Or I'd be coming to the next training in a cast, man. I'd be... I'm not feeling
I'd do
well,
anything
coach.
For that.
You might have to drop me for a round.
This is Get Serial Tuesdays on Sin. We've got a cracking tune coming up now.
This is a good one, actually.
I haven't heard this in a few years.
No.
It's been a while. The Black Keys, where have they been? What have they been doing?
Not much. They were in a feud with Jack White for a little bit. That's all I know.
Who isn't Jack White in a feud with?
That's true, actually. He's everywhere.
Yeah.
An enigma. In controversy.
This is Gold on the Ceiling, Get Serial Tuesdays here on...
Get cereal, just like a chocolate milkshake, only crunchy. Which probably suggests that there's something wrong with your milkshake, and you should take it back and demand a refund. Don't buy a milkshake from there again. Probably.
Guys, we've had to interrupt that song. Of course, it was a great song, but I've got something better. The wacky news of the week is obviously my segment, and I like to bring some sort of intensity towards it. So this one's a big one. Are you ready for this, Sam?
I'm ready.
The title of this one is Man Becomes World Stinging Nettle Champion After Devouring 58 Feet of the Plant.
What?
That's a lot to take in. So, an annual eccentric Dorset contest sees fierce competition amongst nettle eaters. And this man's eaten 58 feet of a stinging nettle plant.
So, what's a stinging nettle plant in the... like, what...
It's just...
just walk me through this, because I'm in shock.
You know those things that people, like, sit on in the woods, and then they're like, oh, I got stung by this thing? It's that, pretty much. I don't think you want to ingest it either, because that's got to do some internal damage.
Yeah. It's a bit concerning.
But hey, if you can eat 58 feet of it, or if you can eat 59 feet of it, you can walk away with the championship and get your own headline.
That's some wacky news.
So if you'd like to devour that, I think it's pretty good.
That's up there with some of the like the top wacky news we've had.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, there's only been 3 weeks of it. This is the third one, so I like that.
Yeah.
Second place was retired school teacher Lindy Rogers, 67, who won the women's category by getting 56 feet of nettles.
Oh, she
through.
Almost did it. Did the same. That was good on her.
At 67, I think that's worth double.
Retired school teacher. Do you think she quit to take up the...
yeah. That's what she was doing.
Specifically.
She was snacking on it in class as punishment to the students.
Oh, God.
But hey, she did it, so...
I'm in shock.
She joins the elite.
The elite.
Hey, we've got a big one after this. We've got none other than Zamvolo.
We do, yeah. I'm really looking forward to Zamvolo. From London. From
London.
The Big Ben town.
International representation.
Yeah.
And so we won.
Yeah, exactly. And it is good to actually have an interview this week.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
It's
appreciate
about
it.
Time.
Yeah.
The people have asked for it. We have delivered.
On this playlist that Liam has given us, Liam does our playlist, it says that we've got Fight Song by Rachel Platten next. Now, Liam...
he's
I'm
listening.
Sorry, but I refuse to play that song.
Executive decision.
It has been an executive decision. So we're going to play some Vampire Weekend instead. This is Giving Up the Gun. Get Serial Tuesdays on Sin. She's a Riot by the Jungle Giants. We also had a bit of Zamvolo there in Love and War.
There he was.
And, yeah, we had him on had him on the playlist, but we don't have him on the phone at the moment. We're working on that one.
Technical difficulties.
A few technical difficulties and a few misunderstandings, but hopefully...
that's okay.
Hopefully we'll get there.
Because we've got so much to talk about.
We have a lot.
I've been binge-watching recently a lot of series, or one series in particular, Stranger Things.
Yes.
Now, I never binge-watch anything, right? And everyone seemed to be doing it. But one day, I sat down and watched the first episode and then watched 8 hours worth of it in one day.
Oof.
And now I'm totally on board with it. I feel like it's a social phenomenon.
So, how far through are you?
About halfway through season two now.
Okay.
But I think I was missing out because I think everybody does it now.
Mm.
Everyone binge-watches because everyone knows about every single show.
Yep. I think that's... one of the intricacies of Netflix, like,
yeah.
It's suddenly one show comes out and everyone jumps on it, like Stranger
yeah.
Things, 13 Reasons Why, when that came out, everyone was
yes.
was talking about that. What are the others that I've missed out on?
Riverdale, I think, was
Riverdale,
a big one.
Of course. Of course, we heard last week that the two of the main characters broke up.
The callback.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, because you think... like, staying inside and watching screens all day, like, that used to be like, okay, well, if you do that, you're a nerd. But now it's like, everybody does it.
Yeah.
The standards have dropped.
Well, there's not a lot. There's not a lot to do, is there?
Exactly.
Yeah.
What are you supposed to do?
Well, it's winter, like.
That's true. Go to the gallery.
Go to the gallery.
NGV it up.
Yeah, I've never actually been.
For the Melburnians. Oh, that's
have
a good
have you been?
One. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
They've got those, the Terracotta Warriors.
Mm.
They're
I keep on hearing
they're
about
really
it.
Good. So, if you're in Melbourne, check that out. If you're interstate, fly over, check it out as well.
Not sponsored.
Help our tourism.
What other shows are there abound at the moment?
I really only watch Stranger Things. That's...
So, see, I haven't
it's
seen
stellar,
it.
Though.
I haven't seen it.
Should definitely watch that.
I've seen one episode, and that was at the start of season three. So I've jumped in.
Oh wow!
Jumped in
the deep end.
Nowhere. I think I'll get around to it at some stage.
You have to. It's one of. I don't really get into TV shows, but that is so good.
Yeah.
Hey, and if you've watched it and you want to tell Sam to get on that,
yep.
Definitely jump on Facebook.
Do it.
At Get Serial.
Let's get some social interaction
going.
Convince
him.
Yeah. Convince me to watch a show, any show.
Yeah.
Because I'm looking for something new.
Well, that's all we need.
Yeah. We're going to get into another song here and we'll try and get Jean Volo on the line. Fingers crossed.
We're figuring it out.
Fingers crossed Frank comes through for us. This is Pavement here on Get Serial Tuesdays on Sin. What a classic Akadaka.
From the Banks.
Here, Get Serial Tuesdays. I'm pretty pumped up after that.
Yeah, I'm ready to run through a wall.
I'm ready to interview Jean Volo. Oh, wait.
Ooh. International shots fired.
Yeah, we'll err on that one at the moment, but we've got some other interesting Melbourne-related news.
Yeah.
99% of Melbourne rail workers have voted in favour of strike action to protest a pay dispute with Metro, which could see workers walk off the job for 48 hours.
The 99% I think seems to mean it would be likely to happen.
Yeah. That's a lot. 99%.
It's kind of crazy, man. There's works all over our city.
There is. Rail crossing removals here, Metro tunnel there.
Yeah.
It's pretty insane.
The lollipop men and women are out in full force.
Did you see that the other day? Apparently, they're earning $100... Oh, I'm not sure what it was. It was like $100 an hour.
Nah, they work the system well.
Yeah.
Because you need them.
If anyone can tell me how to get that job,
yeah, exactly.
That'd be fantastic. Please tweet us.
There is so many. I live in a one-way street, and I was leaving my street, and there was a lollipop woman there only for my street.
Really?
Only for the one-way street, there was a lollipop man. It's crazy.
Was she just holding up a slow sign?
Yeah.
Or was it a stop?
No one's coming in. It's a one-way street. There's only like three cars.
Jeez.
But she was there, and I was safe. So she's doing a good job.
That's our taxpayers' money.
I had one direct me over a traffic island as well the other day.
Oh.
Like, I had to drive over the thing that's supposed to keep you from driving over things.
That's cool too. Seriously, it's insane.
So maybe they need a 48-hour break.
Maybe they do. So what would you do if, I don't know, Metro had a 48-hour break?
I really have to rely on the parents.
Yeah. Can you drive a train?
I hope so. Who knows?
Give it a crack.
Maybe I do.
Might have to enlist some people from the general public.
Yeah. Guys who own train sets. Get them on it. They know how to work the switches.
It is a real thing. It's a real niche thing. People who like are obsessed with trains and train sets and stuff.
This is probably the biggest news they've had in weeks.
Yeah.
Is Metro shutting down because nothing's to spot.
Mm. They might have to get V-Line to run everywhere.
Exactly.
That's, yeah, 48 hours. That's
Puffing Billy insane. Just expressed it.
Daniel Andrews, if you're listening, just pay them what they want.
Yeah, figure it out, man.
Except for the authorised officers who check tickets. Please reduce their pay and get rid of them because they are...
I love them, man.
I've
only had nice experiences with them.
I got fined one day for putting my feet up on the seat.
Yeah, they always seem harsh, those.
Yeah. And it was the exact same fine as not having a valid ticket.
Yeah.
I think that's a little bit
harsh.
That
and concession. Yeah. I had a mate get done in because he had a concession but didn't have his ID on him, so he couldn't prove he was 18.
Yeah.
And that's it.
This concession, rubbish. This is one of my biggest gripes with our public transport system. So, if you're a university student, you can't just use your university card. You have to go out, buy a $10 special Metro concession card.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You have to go all through this bureaucratic rubbish, as you were mentioning before, and it's just needless.
Yeah, unnecessary.
And you have to get like a proper passport photo of yourself, and it's just, it's a real pain.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems kind of weird too that like once you're on the train and they report you, that's it.
Yeah.
Like you can't like really defend it.
Nah.
So it's like even if they just write your name in it and send it off, like, can you really do anything?
No. I think apparently they let you off first time if you write in.
Yeah, I unfortunately let go of both my warnings.
Yeah.
No, I've hit the big time.
You've
on the
hit
third
the big
one.
Time.
And they got me.
Oh,
but fair play.
That's a shame. It's top of the hour here in Get Serial Tuesdays.
Let's get ready to
get serial.
We are getting serial.
Very serial. Like Al Gore. You've seen South Park. Reference
I've seen
missed.
A few episodes, yeah. I haven't seen a lot.
Not the ones that count, apparently.
No. What have we got coming up this hour?
Well, the entertainment news is on the horizon.
It's always an exciting time.
Yeah.
Because we never have an interview at 8:10.
No.
And that we never have any interviews.
Gives us creative freedom to do whatever we want.
Yeah.
And I want entertainment news.
Do you reckon we should get Navy on again?
If we can.
For a chat.
It was a great interview.
Yeah.
One of the best I've ever done.
Or if, you know what, if you want us to interview you, please tweet us.
Yeah.
Or send us a message on Facebook and we'll get you up on the line and we'll have a chat.
Not even kidding. We'll do it.
Yeah, we'll do it.
I'm interested in doing that.
It's what we're willing to do.
We've also got the weekly segment on Sam's half, the Sports Minute.
Sport Minute. We've talked a lot about sport this morning, but
I might have dried up all the content.
There's a lot going on.
There is.
Yeah. We're going to get into another song, and I believe this has a language warning.
Cover your ears, children.
Cover your ears.
Put the baby down.
This is, get the kids out of the car if you're going to listen to this one. This is Redbone by Childish Gambino. This is Sin. Get Serial Tuesdays.
Redbone, Childish Gambino here on Sin. You're listening to Get Serial with Will and Sam. Big game on the weekend, Sam.
A big football game.
For Carlton fans, the Adelaide Carlton game.
Yep.
As a supporter of the Carlton team, it was a huge moment. Don't think we've seen a win like that in years.
They're doing really well at the moment, the Blues.
It's crazy to see. But bigger than that, for two special people.
It was.
Boundary umpire Dylan T and field umpire Alina Glouftis.
Glouftis. Glouftis.
There you go. He knows. Married on the centre square after the game finished.
They did. It was, it's an interesting thing to...
Yeah. After a tough game to umpire too.
Yeah.
It's kind of like engaging after like putting together an IKEA furniture. You'd know.
She's the one.
It's a tough time.
Yeah, it was, I believe they went out, it was well after the game, so there were still security guards around and stuff.
Yeah.
But he took her into the centre circle, right in the middle of the ground, got down on one knee and just proposed.
There you go.
Yeah.
Magical.
It was. It did seem quite magical.
A lot of respect for the umpires.
Oh, of course. We would never.
It's kind of crazy they got in the same game as boyfriend and girlfriend, how that works out.
You'd have to think.
The strings are pulled.
Yeah. I don't know if that's, you know, safe to be doing. I don't know if they'll get another game together because
yeah, exactly.
That's, a bit,
that's it.
Bit dodgy.
The honeymoon game.
Yeah.
Host the finals together.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. There was some statistic I heard the other day that was like, not to bash them, but 1 in 5 calls umpires make are wrong.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
When you consider human error, it's not a bad strike rate.
If 1 in 5 airline pilots were wrong, there'd be cause for concern.
Okay, yeah, that's fair enough. But I guess there's only one way you can fly a plane.
Yeah, yeah.
There's so many intricacies of AFL.
That's true.
There's different decisions and so many different ways the game can go.
And there's 4 of them out there doing the same job as well. It's kind of strange.
Yeah.
I was thinking that maybe they should just be volunteers. And then the crowd's like, wrong call, but they're volunteers, so we can't really get that mad.
I guess, yeah. You've either got to go with them as volunteers or you've got to make them full-time. Because they're only part-time. Like, some of them are still teachers and bank clerks.
Tough gig.
It is pretty tough.
But you can get married on Centre Square, which is kind of a plus.
That's the only benefit of the job. Superannuation and being able to get engaged in the Centre Square.
Exactly.
And
you get sometimes in AFL card games, they'll have an umpire section. You get your own card.
Really?
So that and marriage.
Cards. Who would collect umpire cards?
true fans. True fans.
I got the Razor Ray.
I want it.
We're coming up to the entertainment news.
Yeah.
What have you got? What's trending? Keep the listeners in suspense.
How about I don't say anything?
Oh.
Because then there's more suspense.
Wowee.
And I have time to get my stuff in order.
Yeah.
So we're going to throw to a song.
Let's do it.
This is Too Far by Alex G. You're listening to Sin. This is Get Serial.
It's Too Far, Alex G. Get Serial to Use Days here on Sin.
Great song, that.
Yeah, it was pretty emotional.
What's the big one now? This is
the biggest segment we have.
The blockbuster moment.
Entertainment news / general interesting news.
When we don't have the 8-10 interview.
No.
We improvise, we overadapt. We adapt and overcome.
Yep.
And we've certainly done so today. Sammy, would you like to kick us off?
I would like to kick us off. Huge news in the pet world.
Wow. And what a world it
is. We haven't even run through this, so I'm shocking you with this news right now. 50% of dogs and 30% of cats are overweight.
My Bam. God. It's an epidemic.
It is an epidemic. And as a cat and dog owner, I would... unfortunately, my animals are part of that statistic.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I think we spoil them too much.
Well, I think, like, if you're a dog, like, do you need to be that fit anyway? Like, how fit does a dog need to be? They're not, like, greyhound racing.
That's true.
They're pretty well adapted to a sedentary lifestyle.
Yeah. And I think those figures might be a bit distorted. Yeah. It is winter. Like, naturally, animals as well as people do increase their fat.
The big coats.
Yeah.
They're staying warm, man.
You've got to get warm.
Nah, my dog's, like, tiny, but then my cat is, like, feral, and I think it, like, eats mice, so it's, like, it's ready to go.
Yeah.
My cat could beat up your cat, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's huge. So I believe that statistic. I'm 50%.
Yeah.
My dog's fine. My cat's not. So there you go.
It's huge.
Moving on to the scandals around MasterChef.
Ooh.
Matt Preston was told he was fired just before he went on national radio. So he was kind of shocked about that. But he said the firing wasn't about the money. It was about the other terms that they couldn't agree on. But I think it's good because that means everyone who works on the show gets to keep their job while switching the hosts out. So I think it's kind of the best case scenario.
Yeah, so obviously we went through my thoughts on George Colombaris.
Yeah, scathing review.
Last week, you weak human being. Pay your workers.
Yeah,
it's good. It's good that he doesn't have a job anymore.
I like how, like, George Colombaris and Matt Preston are so big that Gary just flies under the radar.
Poor Gary Megan.
Dude, he's chilling out somewhere.
Yeah.
Probably on some sort of porch because he's that chilled out. He doesn't worry about anything.
When I used to work at a discount shopping place. Well, it's not discount. Okay, it's Aldi. I'm just going to say it. It's Aldi. When I used to work at Aldi, which is a nice segue into my other piece of general news, Aldi has been voted the Australia's favourite supermarket, topping Coles and Woolies, over the Ooshies and the mini shop. Coles
no
mini
collectibles
shop.
Required.
No. No, just good prices and good savings. We used to have a guy actually come in who looked like Gary.
Really?
It wasn't Gary. But he knew my name, and we always had a nice, friendly chat.
Maybe it was Gary. Maybe he just flies that under the radar. He looks like Gary.
He didn't have that English accent. You know how Gary has that
kind
of...
Yeah, he's kind of got a bit of suave to him.
Yeah.
I mean, if I was running a business, I don't know if Gary runs a business, but if I was going to, I'd definitely buy.
You'd buy shares, or you'd buy his food?
I'd buy his food.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Good guy, Gary.
Don't dwell on it.
Bad bloke, sense. George.
Neutral Matt Preston. He's doing all right.
Cravat Preston.
Have you got any other entertainment news?
Not entertainment, but I've got general news.
Please.
Suburban dads have been... I don't know if they've been voted, but they've been surveyed.
Yeah.
They are the unhappiest people in Australia.
That is sad.
It is quite sad.
I guess someone has to do it.
Someone has to be a suburban dad.
I feel like it is the suburban dad's role to just cop it.
Yeah.
So this is going to make sense.
they've got to.
Someone's got to be it. It's just suburban dad.
Commute into the city every day and wear the New Balance shoes. Yes. Have you seen that meme? Where it's the white New Balances that every dad ever wears.
The white New Balance, yeah.
That's
ready for squash.
Squash.
And badminton.
Squash.
All court racket sports, they're ready for.
Did you ever play those at school?
I did, dude. Badminton, year 12.
What a sport.
We were going, we needed to play a sport, and we thought, well, we can all just jump in, sixth badminton as, my group of friends, and we just wrecked house.
Badminton's a really big sport in, I think it's Indonesia?
Yeah.
Or Thailand?
Yeah.
One of those countries that's a massive sport.
It's a good sport. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
And,
we'll have a Get Serial badminton tournament. I reckon.
Over the desk.
Yeah, just over the desk.
Well, that's a good tip, actually, for any year 11s out there or anyone in high school sport. If you're not that athletic, just join a really obscure sport in a really low division and you'll be competent enough.
And just say you can brag because no one will know
exactly
any better.
Exactly. So there you go.
There you go.
Were you entertained? Because that's the news, man. Clutch up. Gang, gang.
Okay, we're going to go to... What have we got? I think we've got Natalie Imbruglia here.
Great. We're torn.
We're torn.
Love it.
This is Get Serial Tuesdays on Sin. What a classic.
Love that song.
Untouched by the Veronicas, and before that we had Torn by Natalie Imbruglia.
Yeah.
Coming to the end of our show now, last half hour.
The tail end.
It is, it's quite exciting.
The best end.
To get out into the real world and live a big day.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
But this is the crunchy part. This is the tail end of the tempura shrimp.
It's, I like that. Put that comparison.
On the fly.
Yeah, it's nice.
My brain's sharp now.
Overrated TV series.
Yeah. There's been a lot, actually.
Yeah.
A lot of things get popular, and then you go back and watch them, and they're good only because... They were nostalgic, I think.
So, we were talking about Stranger Things earlier.
That's not overrated.
Well, I haven't seen it, so I can't call it overrated.
It's definitely not overrated.
There is probably a shout somewhere to say it is over. There's probably some person...
That's true.
...just listening who thinks Stranger Things is overrated.
And to them, I say good luck for the rest of your life, because you're going to struggle. It's a great show.
I've got Friends on my list. I think Friends is one of the most overrated shows of all time.
Just watch Seinfeld.
Exactly.
It's so much better.
Exactly. How I Met Your Mother, some people would think.
Yeah.
I like How I Met Your Mother, but I do think it's a bit overrated.
Yeah.
Maybe not overrated, but just one of the worst shows, Big Bang Theory.
I got that too. I feel like that... Those kind of shows are in their own category, and everyone just pulls them together. Same with, 2 and a Half Men.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's sort of like, you watch it, and you sort of space out when watching it.
Yeah.
You just sort of accept what's going on, and you don't actually, go, yeah, it was good. It's just, that was that.
You know what it is? It's the laugh track.
Yeah,
the laugh track just ruins it.
I love those videos where it's like, Big Bang Theory or something without the laugh track.
Yeah.
And it's just someone being just so snidey and petty and then nothing for 20 seconds.
Well, we do take on that British kind of humour. We relate more to them than the Americans. And, some of the best comedy is obviously the Office UK version.
Man.
What are you...
I find Ricky Gervais' character sort of hard to watch sometimes.
That's the point, though.
Because I've got a cringe...
David Brent.
My cringe meter, man. It swings.
Love and, on the Free Love Freeway. You're not a fan?
No. Oh. I'm sorry.
God.
I'll try and get into it, actually.
Oh, it's a classic.
It is a classic.
Peep Show?
Haven't seen Peep Show.
Oh.
I like the Afterlife.
If you binge... what's Ricky Afterlife? Gervais. I haven't seen it.
Ricky Gervais' new show. That's very good.
If you're binging stuff on Netflix, you need to watch Peep Show.
I'll give it a crack.
Yeah. Inbetweeners. Surely you've seen Inbetweeners.
Yeah, Inbetweeners.
Yeah. That classic British humour.
What's the classic underrated show? I've got to say, Home and Away doesn't seem to do anything for me.
No.
The longest running one of... It's got to be that or Neighbours.
I think Neighbours is the longest and Home and Away second.
It doesn't seem to do it for me. Everyone, now they just seem to be like, the barbecue explodes. or something.
Again.
Like, the old dude's in a hole.
And Toadie's like, in trouble again.
What's he doing, bro? Get out of the hole. That's cool. A lot of love for Australian media, keeping it alive.
Yeah. Have you ever known anyone that's been on Neighbours or Home and Away?
No.
No?
I feel like that's like, because New Zealand has Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
And everybody's either been on Lord of the Rings or...
Know someone.
So I feel like Home and Away is our Lord of the Rings.
We had this girl in my year level who was on Neighbours. She was in like four episodes and she instantly became like a celebrity, a school celebrity.
Famous, dude. Yeah. That's all you need. Yeah. High school sorted.
I think she had about four lines, but...
Yeah.
Four still more than celebrity. Anyone else. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. We're going to go to a 2005 classic now. Do you remember Jesse McCartney?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'm excited for this one, actually.
Oh, beautiful soul. A great way to kick off your Tuesday. This is Sin, Get Cereal Tuesdays with Will and Sam. Get Cereal Tuesdays on Sin. We're coming to the end of our tenure.
I'm sad.
Are you really?
I am sad. It's been an era, really.
It has.
And a journey.
Thanks to Giambolo.
We played his song.
No, we did. I actually really enjoyed his song. I'm going to go listen some more.
It's a shame. We screwed up on our end.
Did
so,
we?
Yeah, we are to blame, but we're still disappointed.
Sure. Yeah, we'll take
we're still
the blame,
disappointed.
Even though it's kind of not. Will, what have you got for us? Have you got any more content?
Not really, man. Not really. I've just seen this on Facebook. Someone's just posted, cheese is just a loaf of milk. So, think about that.
It's too early to be this introspective, I think. That's
also, we should mention that last week, Liam did challenge us to some things.
Yep.
I was supposed to get five high fives. And if your team, Collingwood, beat the Tigers, you have to sing a song to the Richmond theme.
Yeah, I'm not doing it.
And I didn't get high fives.
You
so,
did?
Liam, if you are watching, I'm sorry.
We're on strike. We're not doing it.
Much like the metro workers.
Yep.
There is a lollipop man in my place.
100% of Get Cereal Tuesday presenters are going on strike. And
for
we're not.
At least 7 days.
Yes.
So, 6 days and 21 hours until next Tuesday. And then we'll come back and say what's up.
Yeah. We're just simply... I'm not singing the Richmond theme song. I don't think people want me to sing the Richmond theme song, so it's not happening.
Next time we'll get Jim Carrey in and he'll do it.
Yeah.
Something a bit more bombastic.
You know what I watched last night? Anchorman 2.
That's a great film.
Jim Carrey's...
Is that the one with the fight scene? Or
yeah. Jim Carrey's in it. Kanye West, Drake.
The all-star cast.
It's... You know what? I thought it was overrated at the time, but it's pretty good.
Nah, it's a great movie. Film.
Not as good as a classic.
Will Ferrell's, like, actually good in every movie he's in.
Yeah. Oh, apart from, what was the one that Sherlock Holmes, or Sherlock, that just came out on Netflix with John C. Reilly and Will Ferrell?
We'll have to see and it.
Apparently, it was awful.
I think every time you watch Will Ferrell, it's like, you don't want to laugh, but you actually laugh.
Yeah.
Like, Daddy's Home.
Daddy's Home.
You don't want to laugh, but it's a very funny movie.
Do you know what my favourite Will Ferrell movie is?
Please.
Kicking and Screaming.
I don't think I've seen that.
You haven't seen it.
He's in so many, actually.
Yeah. It's about him coaching a soccer team.
Wow.
Kids soccer team.
What kind of antics could Will Ferrell get up to?
You gotta watch it. You gotta watch it. That's just about it.
Yeah.
We might get out of here.
Thank you very much for tuning in.
Definitely.
And, if you want to jump on the socials, at Get Cereal, we're on Instagram and Facebook.
Yep.
Facebook, most likely.
I think we're most active on that.
I want fan art.
Fan art.
I'm calling fan art. I don't know what our engagements are like, but please draw something, and preferably text her.
What do you want pictures of?
Whatever you think we sound like. Whatever you think we look like just from our sounds.
Actually, that's interesting. Yeah, to see.
And if it happens, I'll be very happy, but unlikely.
Alrighty.
Please.
Yeah, we'll wrap it up there. Get Cereal Tuesday. Stay tuned. What's our next show we've got
here? It's K-pop,
here?
Isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's Snap, Crackle, and K-pop.
Hard to pronounce.
Where's that coming from?
Great to listen to.
Taree. Sure. It's coming from Taree.
So stick around for that.
What sin. What a network we have here.
What a hive.
a hive of activity.
What a clan of grand folk we have here.
Stay tuned. We'll be back next Tuesday, hopefully. We haven't been booted off the
higher up, so.
And hopefully with an interview. That'd be awesome.
All right.
Yeah, so we'll catch you then. Have a fantastic Tuesday. And stay tuned to Sin for all the latest. We've got Schools on Air coming up after that.
Catch you around.
See you guys.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.